Join me in Acts chapter 10. Acts chapter 10. Up to this point in Acts, the gospel is being spread among the Jews and Samaritans as more disciples are being made. In this chapter, Peter is commanded through a vision to go to Cornelius, who was a Gentile. Now, if it wasn't for Peter being commanded to go to Cornelius, he probably wouldn't have done this on his own, because the Jews didn't necessarily associate themselves with the Gentiles. But in this chapter, Peter goes to Cornelius, and he ends up proclaiming the gospel to the Gentiles. Let's read what happens there, what he says to them. Acts chapter 10, starting in verse 34. So Peter opened his mouth and said, "Truly I understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. As for the word that he sent to Israel, preaching good news of peace through Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. You yourselves know what happened throughout all Judea, beginning from Galilee after the baptism that John proclaimed, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all that he did, both in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and made him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who have been chosen by God as witnesses, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one appointed by God to be judge of the living and the dead. To him, all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name." What does Peter reveal in the sermon? Well, we see that God shows no partiality or difference between the Jew or the Gentile because he is God, he is Lord of all. This means that all can be forgiven and saved by the Lord. But Peter makes the point clear that because of what Jesus did on the cross, it's possible for the Jews and the Gentiles to be brought together to serve the living God. To sum this up in one sentence, the gospel is for all. Join me now in Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2, starting in verse 11, tells us, "Therefore, remember that at one time, you Gentiles in the flesh, called the uncircumcision by what is called the circumcision, which is made by the flesh of hands. Remember that you were at that time separated from Christ, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world." I can't help but notice the serious language that Paul uses to describe what these Gentiles were like before Jesus. We see that before Jesus, without Christ, they are separated, alienated, strangers, hopeless, without God. Obviously, when we look at this list, this isn't a list that would cause us to celebrate. This isn't a list that would cause us to be happy. But the tone changes in verse 13. "But now in Christ Jesus." Let us stop right there and realize that we are about to see a completely opposite list. Again, in verse 13 tells us, "But now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ." For he himself is our peace, who has made us both one and has broken down in his flesh the dividing wall of hostility, by abolishing the law of commandments expressed in ordinances, that he might create in himself one new man in place of the two, so making peace, and might reconcile us both to God in one body through the cross, thereby killing the hostility. And he came and preached peace to you who were far off, and peace to those who were near. For through him we both have access in one spirit to the Father. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God. Notice the difference that Christ makes here. That because of Jesus, the Gentiles have peace with God. They have become united in the body, given access, and they have become citizens of the kingdom. So with that said, isn't this list so much better? The Gentiles who were once far off, the Gentiles who were once cut off, are now reconciled to God because the gospel is for them. But the gospel isn't only for the Gentiles. Because when I eat from this table, I'm reminded that the gospel is for me. I can't help but be humbled when I look at that passage from Ephesians chapter 2. Because I'm reminded that without Christ, that terrible list we see in verse 12 would describe my soul. Without Jesus, I would be separated from God because of my sins. I would be denied access into the kingdom of heaven. Instead, this meal serves as a reminder that because of what Christ has done for me, I have peace, I have access, I am now a citizen of his kingdom. This morning, we are gathered at this table to be reminded that the gospel is for us. We serve of God who shows no partiality. And because of what Christ did on the cross, he's made it possible for all of us to be brought near, forgiven, and made into citizens of his kingdom. As we eat and drink from this table, let us humble ourselves and let's be glad. This meal is a reminder that because of what Christ has done for you and for me, the gospel is for all.